So welcome. Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, honoring the new moon in Sagittarius, the last new moon of 2017. And at this time of year, when we are moving ever closer to the darkest day, some of us may also feel that we are moving ever closer to the darkness within us. Perhaps those parts of us that we try to avoid. Our feelings of negativity or worry or malice or shame. And so this Yoga Nidra is really just an invitation to allow yourself to explore how it is possible to be with the darkness by connecting very deeply to the inner light. The inner light that is always shining within the cave of the heart. And so taking your time, allowing yourself to lie down in a comfortable position, making sure you are warm and comfortable, blankets, pillows, socks and jumpers, anything you need, minimizing the distractions, making sure the phone is on flight mode. And preparing to give yourself this beautiful act of self-care, this opportunity to take deep and nourishing rest. And so start now to allow the body to begin to settle, beginning to move to that deep stillness, just as stillness is entering the earth and the trees outside, allowing the body to just give in to that need for stillness, for surrender. And feeling the weight of the body begin to go, begin to release down to the earth. And know that there is not really anything more to be done. Not in this moment. And so, be aware of the whole of the body. The whole of the body. The whole of the body. And as though the body was something very beautiful, imagine that you are placing rose petals across the body. At each part of the body that I mention, placing another delicate petal, as though the body was worthy of adornment. Starting with the right hand thumb and index finger. Middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Rose petals resting in the palm of the hand and the back of the hand, wrist, forearm, and elbow. Petals across the upper arm and the right shoulder. And petals just cascading down the right armpit, rib cage. Side of the waist and the hip. Feel the petals now moving down the thigh, kneecap, shin and the calf, ankle, and across the top of the foot and the sole of the foot, and landing across each of the toes, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. So the right side of the body is decorated in these soft rose petals. And guide your awareness to the left hand thumb. Allow petal to rest here. And on the index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Into the palm of the hand and the back of the hand, along the wrist, forearm and elbow. Feel petals landing on the upper arm, across the shoulder and down into the armpits, the side ribs, side waist and hip. Petals falling down onto the thigh, the knee, the calf, shin and ankle, and along the top of the foot and the sole of the foot, and each of the toes, the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, the whole left side of the body, and the whole right side of the body, both sides together. And feel petals now landing delicately on the crown of the head, the back of the head, and falling down across the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right side of the lower back and the left side of the lower back, the right buttock, left buttock, back of the right knee, back of the left knee, back of the right heel, back of the left heel, the whole back of the body, the whole back of the body, the whole back of the body. And to the forehead, a petal here, and down to the right eye and the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, right cheek, left cheek, the tip of the nose. Imagine a rose petal now landing delicately on the tip of the tongue, as though it could just dissolve. So sweet. And petals along the jawline and at the throat, on the right side of the chest and the left side of the chest, right side of the abdomen, left side of the abdomen, rose petals circling around the belly button. One. By one, by one, by one, the whole of the belly button surrounded in beautiful rose petals, and rose petals falling down to the pubis bone. And feel the front of the body, and the movement of breath. As though with each inhale there were a light breeze that gently scattered these rose petals. A light breeze on the inhale, lifting the rose petals away from their place. And then as you exhale, the rose petals just land back down. Inhaling and exhaling, although a gentle breeze was just brushing the rose petals across the skin of the body. Soft and gentle. And feel the back of the body and how the back of the body is just resting. Feel the shape of the body. The touch of material against the skin. And know I am practicing Yoga Nidra. Take your awareness to the space of the heart, the front of the rib cage, the back of the rib cage, the right side of the rib cage, and the left side of the rib cage. And feel the whole of the rib cage. And imagine that this rib cage is protecting a very special place, a very dark place, a place that maybe you're not familiar with that you don't know quite so well, that within the natural protective barrier of the ribcage, there lies a vast darkness, the cave of the heart. And allow your awareness to drop down into this cave of the heart, feeling yourself being drawn to a tiny light, a tiny light. It's as though you are stood at one end of a golden thread, and very slowly you walk towards the darkness of the cave, towards that tiny light, moving your hand along the golden thread, closer and closer. As you move into the darkness, you are guided by this inner light of the heart. And you feel your sorrows and griefs and worries and fears just lightly lifting. Just lightly lifting as your attention is directed to something else. Something so bright, so cheerful, so joyful. Just this tiny point of light in the heart, which this golden thread is leading you towards step by step. By step, by step, until you find yourself in this cave of the heart. And allow there to be joy. There is joy to be found in this place where the inner light shines, lighting up the dark, a place of optimism, of gratitude for all that you have, the joy to simply be in the life. In this cave of the heart, you are free. And so you rest here, feeling this light all around you, perhaps filling the whole of the ribcage with the light. As you inhale, feeling the ribs expand forward, back and sides. And as you exhale, as though it were travelling along the golden thread itself, the light returns to the point within this dark cave. Inhaling, the ribcage expands with radiant light. And exhaling, travelling back to the point of light in the heart. And perhaps there is another part of the body that you would like to feel full of light. Let's say the hands, for example. As you inhale, imagine the palms of the hands filling with radiant light, as though you were holding big lumps of gold that were shining so brightly. Inhale, feel the light radiant, and exhale, allow the light to dim. Brightness and radiance in the palms of the hands as you inhale, and then a light dimming as you exhale, feeling both, being with both, the bright light and the darkening, and always aware of the golden thread that is connecting the palms of the hand all the way back to the heart. And perhaps there is another place that you would like to guide this light. It could be the pelvis or the feet or the head, any place that you like. And take your awareness to that part of the body now. And as you inhale, imagine it becoming radiant with this light. And as you exhale, feel the light just dimming and fading, moving between the two. And then whichever part of the body that you are at, use the golden thread to guide yourself back to the dark cave of the heart. And know know that you are welcome here anytime. With or without your awareness, this light shines on. And now we start to come away from the cave of the heart, knowing that that golden thread is always with us. Always with us at any time we choose to remember. But for now, coming back. Coming back from the state of awareness that is Yoga Nidra. Preparing to come back to a more waking state of awareness. Beginning to make each breath a little fuller and deeper, and maybe wiggling the fingers and toes and sighing and yawning and doing anything else that feels good as you start to awaken the body once more, and slowly, slowly, slowly preparing to come back to a more waking state of awareness. If you are able, just to take your time. And please do so, allowing your eyes to very slowly come back to light, allowing yourself to rest as you transition back to this more everyday world. Thank you for listening.